A funny thing happened on the way to Dan Allred. Floor it. One of the reasons I believe we live in abundance is I look around and see so many wonderful things in this world. Even the mundane things we take for granted every day are miracles compared with only 100 years ago. I thought about this as I was driving with dozens of other people on one of our modern freeways. Someone thought most of us were going too slow as he zoomed past me, flying down the road. I marveled at the fact that something like this was even possible. We live in a society where affordable and dependable transportation is available to nearly everyone who needs it. Where I live, a car is almost a necessity, but there's also public transportation available for those who need to get from here to there. We even have an on-demand transportation for those people who may not even be able to use a bus or train. But the point is, we can usually get from A to B and make a living, make a purchase, or visit those far away from us. When you think about it, a car really shouldn't be necessary for someone to work. But out here in the wide open spaces, there definitely is a need for a car for many people. For example, my work involves driving 20 miles south. There is a bus which could get me there, but twice a week I also need to travel north 30 miles for one of my part-time jobs. Once a week I make a trip here to the radio station, and there really isn't public transportation available on the weekend from where I live to where the radio station is. So for the purposes of most of the things I do, some kind of dependable transportation is a necessity. Multiply that by the thousands of people who work every day, and there will also be a need for roads and ways to keep all of us crazy drivers safe. I really don't think it will change anytime soon, but I am looking forward to the cars that climb up the sides of buildings, like in Minority Report. The cars drive themselves, and with the help of computer controls, the traffic should be much better. But there is something to be said for being caught in a traffic jam. When the freeway turns into a parking lot, I like looking around and trying to notice the other people, cars, and the sights. I usually drive fast as passes the speed limit allows. It really makes you appreciate the days when there isn't a traffic jam and everything's going great. Commerce also drives what we drive. If you think about all the business which is done and is centered around the flights of fancy we take in our cars and trucks, it's an amazing array of products and services never available to anyone in the past in the quantity and the quality we enjoy today. A visitor from 1776 would be amazed to know that yesterday I traveled 60 miles north, auditioned for a movie, went to a fine restaurant, shopped at a well-supplied grocery store, and also stopped to buy some really excellent cookies before driving 60 miles back home southward. In the day of the horse and buggy, 30 miles in an entire day would be a very good day of traveling indeed. To get a delicious chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and asparagus, plus buy fresh oranges, yogurt, Pepsi, which I don't think they would appreciate like I do, canned chili, a dozen frozen pre-prepared meals, and a big bag of pancake mix, well, I just don't think they would believe you. I don't think I would even mention the excellent bakery we also stopped at to get some delicious eclairs and rolls. I haven't mentioned all the other excellent stores and entertainment opportunities we drove past and I could have patronized. I could have even visited my family. But think about this. My family lives an hour away. My in-laws are 2 hours away. In one day, we can drive, visit, and return home. 200 years ago, visiting my relatives could have taken up to a week. As the world has become smaller and faster, it's true the demands on our time have increased. More is expected of us, but we're also able to do more. I can't wait for what the future brings. I know we'll continue to improve the quality of life for everyone. I just can't imagine what form it will take. The abundance we enjoy is just a taste of what things may be. I hope you have the opportunity this week to enjoy all the wonderful things happening in this world. As we pay attention and give thanks for all that we enjoy, I think you may realize what a great life you have.